This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Parshas Mishpatim. So, Parshas Mishpatim, normally when we discuss, we've had Parshas here in the past, and Parshas Mishpatim, we deal with various aspects of the main part of the Sedra, which of course deals with all the laws, which are ultimately Hilchos Nezikin, all business types of laws, Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra. But what I would like to focus on this evening is not the beginning and the main part of the Parsha, but the very last parak, the very last part of Parshas Mishpatim, which sometimes gets overlooked. This is the Parsha in Perek Chaftalet, which is a summary or a sort of a revisiting of what was in last week's Sedra of Har Sinai, of Matan Torah. So take a look at the box, the first box on the page. If you're listening online, please email me and I'll send you the handout, j.golka@gmail.com. The Pasuk says, the first Pasuk in Perek Chaftalet, Ve'el Moshe Omar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Ale El Hashem, he was told, go up to Hashem. V'nigash Moshe Levado El Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu himself goes alone, without Moshe, without Aaron, I mean, without the Sanhedrin, etc. V'heim lo yikshu, and they shouldn't get close, v'hom lo yalu imo. V'yovo Moshe v'yisap elom es kol dibur Hashem, v'yis kol ha-mishpatim, and then Moshe Rabbeinu comes, he tells all the people, these are the instructions, and this is what I heard. V'yomru kol asher dibur Hashem na'aseh v'nishma. Famous words appear at the end of this week's Sedra. Fine. And Pasuk Yud Beis says, V'yom Hashem Moshe aleh elai ha-horah, Ve'heyesham, come up to the mountain, Ve'heyesham, Ve'etnen l'choyes luchos o'evin. Interestingly, Ve'heyesham and be there, always think this is the first example of mindfulness in the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, come up to the mountain, Ve'heyesham, what do you mean Ve'heyesham? And be there. You are there. Perhaps the explanation is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, what's going to happen now in the next 40 days and 40 nights is so momentous, it's so sort of cataclysmic, life-changing for the whole of mankind. Be totally present, be focused, no distractions, v'heyesham. Anyway, Rashi says in Perek Chaftalet Pasuk Aleph that this parsha, i.e. the first 11 psukim at least of this parak, parsha zu nemra koidim aseres hadibros. They were all said before the aseres hadibros. And on the 4th of Sivan, before Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, come up the mountain. And therefore, when it says that Moshe said over all the Mishpatim, which Mishpatim did he tell the Jewish people before he went up? Says Rashi, Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, V'Shabbos, V'Kibud Av V'Eim, V'Parah Aduma, V'Dinin, those particular topics that were said to Moshe and said to Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah. There were a few laws, a few topics, a small portion of Torah that was said beforehand, the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, Shabbos, Kibud Av V'Eim, Parah Aduma, etc. Fine. Now, the Ramban takes issue with this. The Ramban says that this Perek Chaftalet, these first 11 psukim, he says that Rashi's quotes Rashi, and Rashi's opinion that they were said Kodim Matan Torah, but says the Ramban, Ve'en HaParshas Bos Kesidron. But if that's the case, then it's all out of order. You've got Parshas Yisro, which tells the whole story of Matan Torah. You've then got the main body of Parshas Mishpatim, all the laws and Hilchos Nezikin between man and man, etc. And then the last part of Mishpatim is going back to pre-Matan Torah. It seems out of order. V'lok mashman klal. Yes, we say the rule of Ein Mukdam Mucha BaTorah, but that's only if you're forced to say it. What forces us to say it here? V'oid k'siv, and furthermore, it says in the Pasuk, in Pasuk Gimel, V'yov Moshe V'yisap El Ames Kol Dibur Hashem, V'eis Kol HaMishpatim. So Rashi is forced to say, what Mishpatim, because it's pre-Matan Torah, those Mishpatim that were said prior to Matan Torah, that were given to Klal Yisrael, Parah Aduma, Shabbos, Kibud Av V'Eim, etc. But says Rashi, why can't, says the Ramban, I mean, just learn Poshet, just learn straightforward, Face Kol HaMishpatim, this is the Parshas HaMishpatim, this is the this week's Sedra. Why can't you just say Shehim HaMishpatim Ha'ilak Suvim Lamala? What forces us to change? Fine. And therefore, says the Ramban, that he takes issue with Rashi, and he says that this episode is talking about after Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu is describing what takes place in Shemayim. He hears the Torah, he hears all the Mishpatim, and he comes and conveys that to the Jewish people. Okay, so there's a machlokas if the final parasha of Mishpatim is before or after Matan Torah. Good. Now, what I want to focus on for the rest of the shir is one aspect of something that goes on in Shemayim that I think sheds a lot of light on Moshe Rabbeinu and illuminates who Moshe Rabbeinu was. And I heard this from Rav Rosner. He was here 2 years ago. He spoke here in London. And he put some of these ideas together. And much of what I'm going to say, I heard from him. But I think it really does shed light on the personality and the great status that Moshe Rabbeinu deservedly has. Now, two introductory points before we go back to our parasha. The first introductory point is a Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Omer Rav Yehuda. This is paragraph 2a. Omer Rav Yehuda, Hain man to boil him have a chassida, a person who wants to be a chassid. And when the Gemara says a person who wants to be a chassid, he's not referring to a person who wears white socks and the shtreimel and the bekesha, because of course chassidus began, you know, 250, 300 years ago, and the Gemara, of course, was written, you know, many centuries before that. So what's it referring to? General chassidus wants to be a very pious person. Lekayim milid nezikin. He should learn cheshen mishpat. He should learn nezikin, all laws, monetary laws. Rova oman milid avos. If a person wants to be a pious person, he should learn meseches avos, pirkei avos. But omrila and others say milid brachas. He should learn brachas. There's an interesting marsha on this gemara. The marsha notes. Let's learn it inside. Lefishe yesh la'adam b'maisav hatoves gimel chalakim. The person has three categories in his performance of mitzvahs. Dahainu, tov l'shamayim, things which are good for shamayim, between him, bein odim l'makom. V'tov l'brius, aspects which are between him and bein odim l'chabero. V'tov l'atzmo, bein odim l'atzmo. And says the Marasha, Omer of Yehuda, man d'boil nevi chassida, a person who wants to be a chassid, has got to perfect all of those three. His relationship to Hashem, to other people and to himself. And therefore, if a person wants to be an all-rounded chassid, then he needs to be mekayim milid nezikin, the oz yachol nesakin maisav shi'tov labrius, because then he can perfect his interactions with other people. He can be ben odin lechaveru, can be perfect. The rova ka'oma, and when rova says the lekayim milid avos, he should learn pirkei avos, the oz yisakin maisav shi'tov la'atzmo, because pirkei avos talks about your own self-perfection. Bein odim la'atzma, b'midas. The omri lam, the third opinion is lekayim milid brachas. The oz yisakin shi'atov l'shamayim. Brachas are between us and God, between us and Hashem. And therefore, when I make a bracha, it's not for other people, but it's my relationship, my recognition, my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kol echod mehani amaroi, nokat kol echod mehani gimel minichalukim, b'maisim tov mishal adam. Beautiful. So says the Marasha, this Gemara is talking around total perfection. A person wants to be an all-round pious person, a chassid, he needs to perfect bein odim l'chaveru, bein odim l'makom, and bein odim la'atzmo. And the three areas to focus on are nezikin for bein odim la'atzmo, bein odim l'chaveru, avos for bein odim la'atzmo, and brachas for bein odim l'makom. Now, next introductory point. There is a Rambam. The Rambam famously says in Hilchos Tshuva that each and every one of us, kol odim royu, that each and every one of us can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, a rosh of Yerovam, or he can be as wicked as Yerovam ben Nevat. We have free will. We can choose whether we can be kind, merciful, cruel, v'chein shar kol deas, with every type of character traits. V'ein lo mishi yichbeu, no one's going to force us. V'lo gozer alav, no one is decreeing we have to do X or Y. No one is pulling us one way or the other. We have Bechira and can choose how we make choices, how we navigate our lives, and therefore we have the potential to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. The trouble is, this is a difficult Rambam to understand, because we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was on a different league. The Pasuk says in the Zeis HaBracha, the very last Pesukim of the Torah, "Below Kom Novi Oy B'Yisrael K'Moshe, Asher Yodu Hashem Ponim Upon Him." There was no one like Moshe Rabbeinu. There was no person who exists in the history of the world who was like Moshe Rabbeinu, who spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon him, upon him. The Rambam in Yud Gimel Ikrim in Zion says, Ani mamin ben munushlema, shenavuas Moshe Rabbeinu lavasholem hoysa amitzis. That the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was true. For shehu haya ovla neviim, he was the father of all the neviim. Lakoyim mufonim labay machrov, he was on a different league. So how can we say that every single person can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu? The answer is that the pesukim in Vezos Habracha and the Rambam in Yud Gimel Ikrim is talking about nevuah. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva is talking about potential. So in nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu is in the league of his own. No one can get close to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Lord Kom Novi Oyd Yisrael Kom Moshe. Lord Kom Novi. But when it comes to each and every one of us fulfilling our potential, if we make the right choices, we maximize and actualize our potential, we can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu fulfilled his potential. Fine. So there we have two introductory points, the three areas of perfection, and the concept of fulfilling our potential like Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, with that in mind, let's take a look at these three areas, and we'll see how Moshe Rabbeinu's achieved this perfection, Bein Odom L'Mokom, Bein Odom L'Chaveiro, and Bein Odom L'Ma'atzmo, and we'll draw from our parsha to sort of prove this point. Let's start with Bein Odom L'Mokom, Moshe Rabbeinu and his interaction between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, there's lots to say on this, and this is just a short idea, but I think it brings the point home. The Pasuk says, famously in the beginning of Perek Beis in Shemois, Vayigdal hayeled, vatvele bas paro, vayilo leben, vatikra shemoi Moshe, that she was the one who called him Moshe. Why? Ki min amayim mishisihu. He was called Moshe because she drew him out of the water. Now, this is something we mentioned in Parsha Shir some weeks ago. It was Parsha Shemois, I think it was this year. We mentioned the Medrash. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu had 10 names, beautiful names. Names Yered, Chover, Yukutiel, Avigdor, Tuvia. And yet the name that stuck was Moshe. So what was it about Moshe? Why was that the name that stuck? Right? Daba Hashem, Moshe Lema, we all know him as Moshe. Why Moshe? Why not any of the other names? Now there's lots of explanations. We gave one explanation, but let's give a different explanation. We know that water is the ultimate conformer because it takes on the shape of whichever vessel you put it in. I'm drinking a glass of water from this shaped cup. I pour it into this cup. It will have the shape of this cup. If my cup was smaller and wider, it will take the shape of that cup. Water is the ultimate conformer. Sometimes a leader, and certainly in the time of the Golus Mitzrayim, the leader had to be a non-conformer because he had to stand up to injustice and to fight against the system. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader who was going to take Klal Yisrael of Mitzrayim, had to be a non-conformer. And therefore, we were told, Ki min amayim mishisihu, I'm taking you out of water. Your very name, Moshe, suggests that you are taken out of water, that you haven't got those water-like character traits, that you are a non-conformer. And therefore, you will be able to stand up to injustice. Water connotes no backbone. Taking out of water connotes an ability to express, to stand up to injustice and to show a real spine. And he does that on many occasions. He stands up to injustice between when the Mitzri hits the Ivri, between two Jews fighting with each other. Moshe Rabbeinu stands up to injustice. He's the one who stands up to the persecution of Klal Yisrael, to Paro, etc. And he even pulls them out of the water at Yam Suf. He is the one who splits the water, controls the water, lets Klal Yisrael march through, and then pulls them out of water on the other side of the Yam Suf. So you need a non-conformer to do all of this. Non-conforming means a person is doing things Bein Odom L'Mokom. You're not just going with the tide. You're doing things L'Shem Shemayim because it's wrong. You call out injustice. That is Moshe Rabbeinu Bein Odom L'Mokom. What about Bein Odom L'Chaveiro? Now that's how we get back to our parsha. The Pasuk says, in this week's parsha, Vayhi Moshe Bahar Shelo Yorat. He was on the mountain, and about these 40 days, the Pasuk says in Devarim, Lechem le'achalti u'mayim le'shosisi. Says the Ibn Ezra, the last Ibn Ezra in this week's Parsha, an amazing Ibn Ezra. Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights. Says the Ibn Ezra, V'zeh pele godl, lo niyeh k'mo lefonov. What an amazing, remarkable miracle that Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, didn't eat, didn't drink. Pelegol, he says. Lonia Kamo Lefonov, there was never anything before or afterwards like this. Why was it such a great miracle? What was so miraculous about Moshe Rabbeinu being on Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights and not eating, not drinking? So I once heard, in the name of Kreisworth, the following very, very interesting idea. The truth is, Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai not just for 40 days, but for 120 days. How so? Matan Torah, last week's parasha, on the 7th of 6th or 7th of Sivan, whatever the day it was, Machlokes, he was there for 40 days and 40 nights. You count forward 40 days from Matan Torah, and you get to Shiva Osa Batamas. Moshe Rabbeinu came down, he saw a segment of Klal Yisrael dancing around the Egel, he breaks the Luchos. He comes down, he goes out, and he punishes the people, etc. The next day, he goes back up to plead for forgiveness on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And he's there for 40 days and 40 nights. He comes down, that's Rosh Chodesh Elul, and the third set of 40 days and 40 nights is actually where he gets the Luchos Shnius. So he's there in total for 120 days. Rav Kreisworth, famous Rav Kreisworth, the Shiva, the chief rabbi of Antwerp, says that during this time when Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim, he was in some sort of angelic state. He didn't eat, he didn't drink, he didn't sleep, and he was almost like no longer a human being. Says Rav Kreisworth, amazingly, that he was willing to give up 120 days of his life for Klal Yisrael. This was the same Moshe Rabbeinu who at the end of his life pleaded for a little bit more time, because Moshe Rabbeinu, more than anybody else, realized the infinite value of time. Take a look at the Medrash. When Moshe Rabbeinu is at the very end of Zos HaBracha, the Medrash says, Omer Moshe lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Im Ein Ato Machnis Oisi L'Eretz Yisrael, if you're not allowing me to live and to go into Eretz Yisrael, Haniach Oisi Kachayas HaSoda, let me at least be like an animal. Shein Oichten HaSovim V'Shoyis Maim V'Royin Yisraelam, Kach Teinafshi Kachas Mehen, let me be at least like them, I want to live longer. Omelei Ravloch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you've got enough reward. Omer Lefonov Ribbono Shel Olam, Lo Haniach Oisi Ba'Olam, let me at least come back as a bird. I just want more life. That he flies around the all four directions, etc. And again, Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no. Says of Kreisworth, this is Pshat in the Ibn Ezra. What the Ibn Ezra is referring to, that it's the greatest, most remarkable miracle, it's referring to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to give up 120 days of his life for the sake of Klal Yisrael. That is remarkable, Mesiras Nefesh. And therefore, that's the paradigm, really, of Bein Odom L'Chaveiro. You see that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved perfection of ultimate selflessness, Bein Odom L'Chaveiro. And Rosna mentioned that, we go to a farm. We take our kids on a Chol HaMoed trip, or whatever it is. We go to a petting farm, and it smells. And when you go out, you wash your hands, and with soap. Moshe Rabbeinu, he took the struggling lamb on his shoulders. He had remarkable empathy. Now, that is Ben Odom L'Chaveiro. What about Moshe Rabbeinu and Ben Odom L'Atzma? What about self-perfection? Again, you could spend the whole shiur on this. But 2 points to make. Point number one is this very famous Tiferes Yisrael. Now, there's a lot of contention whether it's true, whether it's not true. The Tiferes Yisrael brings it in Kiddushin. The Shitza Mukubetzes, the Talmud of Yarizal, he quotes this in the Dorim. But either way, let's put aside the veracity of this particular source, but let's just mention briefly what it is. The Tiferes Yisrael quotes a fascinating story that Moshe Rabbeinu, a king of the time, when Yetzias Mitzrayim was happening, was incredibly curious about Moshe Rabbeinu. Who was this person who led Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? So he wanted to know more about him. So he sent a shliach into the camp, who was going to draw a painting of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he drew a painting, and he brought it back to this king. And the king got his wise men, the graphologists or whatever it's called, to interpret facial features. And he asked the wise man to describe this person. And amazingly, the man said that he's an angry person. He's not a Bar Midas. And the king was surprised. This is the famous Sadiq, the famous leader of the Jewish people. He asked the artist, "Are you sure this is what he looks like?" "Absolutely." He asked the wise man again, "Are you sure these are the characteristics, that the interpretation is correct?" The man said yes. The king was so curious, he went to the Jewish camp and he went and found out and sought out Moshe Rabbeinu. And he said, you got to help me. I don't understand it. The painting is accurate, but my wise man, who always gets it right, says that this is not someone who's a Baal Midas. Can you explain it? And Moshe Rabbeinu famously says that the painting is accurate and your wise man is correct. I was born with not such great Midas, but I perfected myself. I changed, I developed, and I improved myself that I was able to become the Moshe Rabbeinu. So you see, Ben Adam La'atzmo, he achieved that. And moreover, perhaps a more a clearer example is another Medrash. This is also a Medrash at the very end of the Torah, and Vezot HaBracha. Let's go through the Medrash, amazing Medrash. But Yisrael, at the point in time when Moshe Rabbeinu was 120 years old, and it was time for him to leave this world. Omad Moshe v'kiddush atzmo kusrofim v'yorad HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishmei ha'shamayim elyonim nitl nishmaso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down Malachim, came down himself, to take the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, v'shloisha Malachim ha'sharis imay, Michael, Gavriel, v'zag zugoel. He sent down these three Malachim, that the Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, you need to come now. Korah HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'neshama mitoich gufay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself came to the neshama in Moshe Rabbeinu's body and says, Biti, Me'a v'esrim shana kosavti, I allotted you 120 years. Heyoscho begufay shal Moshe, you've been in the body of Moshe Rabbeinu. Achshav yigia kitzcho lotzeis. See, it's come your time. You need to leave the body of Moshe Rabbeinu and come back to Shemayim. Al ta'achri, don't delay. Listen to this. Omra lefonov. The neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu said back to Hashem. Ribbono shel olam. Yoda asani sh'ata eloka kol haruchos. I know you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol hanefoshos nefesh hachayim ha'meisim mesurim b'yodcha. And everyone is in your hands. You created me and you put me in the goof of Moshe Rabbeinu. Me'a v'esrim shon of 120 years. V'achshav yesh goof tohar ba'olam yosim b'goof shel Moshe shel nibar ruach tzuruchim olam. There is nothing as holy as the goof of Moshe Rabbeinu. That has never seen anything tzurucha, any decomposition ever. V'lo rim v'teilah. I don't want to leave this holy body. So you see, Ben Adam La'atzma, Moshe Rabbeinu had completed this tremendous perfection, Ben Adam La'atzma, to the extent that the neshama didn't want to leave this holy body. So you see that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved perfection, Ben Adam La'makom, Ben Adam La'chaveiro, and Ben Adam La'atzma. That's what the Ibn Ezra is referring to in this week's parasha. So there you have it. A fulfillment, if you like, of the Marashal's interpretation of this Gemara Baba Kama, that a person needs to, he wants to be a chassid, he needs to achieve perfection in three areas, Ben Adam L'Mokam, Ben Adam L'Chaver, Ben Adam L'Atzmo, and that's what the learning, pursuing, Nezikin, Ovos, and Brachos all represent. And the Rambam, when it says that we have all got the ability to be Moshe Rabbeinu, doesn't mean in Nevuah, it means in achieving our potential in all three areas, in Ben Adam L'Chavero, Ben Adam L'Mokam, and Ben Adam La'atzma. So there we have some interesting ideas, I hope, regarding the very end of Parshas Mishpatim, something which is often overlooked given to the huge detail of all the parak and psukim that lead up to this last Perek Chaf Dalet. Again, a machlokus, Rashi and the Ramban, when this takes place, the Ramban, Ibn Ezra and others all say it takes place after Matan Torah. Rashi says it takes place kodem Matan Torah. But either way, what you see that these 40 days and 40 nights that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim, or really 120 days, he demonstrates this remarkable mysterious nefesh for Klal Yisrael. And as we've seen, Moshe Rabbeinu has achieved perfection in these three areas, Ben Adam L'Mokam, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, and Ben Adam La'atzmo.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.